The first two cases of the COVID-19 in Florida were announced yesterday, and both patients are in the Tampa Bay region. One patient is a man in his 60s who lives in Manatee County. The second case is a woman in her 20s who lives in Hillsborough County. She recently returned from a trip to northern Italy, the site of a large outbreak. WUSF's Lisa Peeks spoke with Health News Florida editor Julio Ochoa about what residents here need to know about the virus, starting with the risks for the general public.
The virus is spread very easily through small droplets from the nose or mouth, including when somebody coughs or sneezes. So it can be contracted if somebody touches an object where one of those droplets has landed, and then they touch their eyes, their nose, or their mouth. So kind of just like the flu or the common cold, it's kind of easy for someone to pick up, but there's so few cases of it. People, as long as they remain vigilant, the state is telling people to, you know, avoid contact with those who are sick, wash your hands, cover your mouth when coughing or sneezing, those types of things to help reduce the spread of this virus.
So Governor Ron DeSantis said 184 people are being monitored for the virus. What do we know about that?
The state is currently monitoring those people. That means they're checking on them, taking their temperature, and making sure that they do not have the virus. 23 people have been tested so far for the coronavirus. 8 of those tests are still pending. And in total, 795 people have been monitored for symptoms so far in the state.
Who is at greatest risk for contracting COVID-19?
The state says, just like the flu, elderly patients and those with other medical conditions like high blood pressure, heart problems, and diabetes, these are the people who are at most concern of if they get the virus, it could be more severe for them. Most people, they say the virus could be mild if you're in good health. Most of the symptoms are fever, cough, shortness of breath, appearing anywhere between 2 and 14 days after exposure. So for a great majority of the people, it's going to be like the flu. But for some of these at-risk populations, it could be more severe.
So what are state health officials saying about containing the spread of the virus?
The state has declared a public health emergency to quarantine all patients who are presumed to have COVID-19 for 14 days. They would be kept in quarantine until they test negative for the virus. People who are sick, they're telling they should stay at home. Those who have a household member with a respiratory symptoms should stay at home. Others should avoid sick people. So it's those kinds of things, along with, you know, coughing into your elbow or sleeve, covering your mouth with a tissue when you sneeze, avoid touching your eyes, mouth, unwashed hands, in staying away from people who are sick.
So Tampa's a busy area, flights, cruise ships. What are state health officials saying about travel?
Well, the state health officials are relying on the CDC recommendations on those who are traveling. They say anyone who has returned from China, Italy, Iran, South Korea, and Japan, or other areas where there is a travel advisory, and they are experiencing respiratory issues, they should seek medical attention immediately. Anyone who comes in contact with somebody who has been traveling in those areas who's showing symptoms, they should also seek medical attention immediately. The CDC has a list of areas where there are travel advisories, and anyone who's thinking of traveling should check that list.
That was Health News Florida editor Julio Ochoa speaking with WUSF's Lisa Peeks. For the latest on the coronavirus in Florida, see our coverage at healthnewsflorida.org.